Simon & Schuster Audio presents House Rules, a novel by Jodi Picou. Read by Mark Turetsky, Nicole Poole, Andy Paris, Christopher Evan Welch, and Rich Orlow.
Case 1. Sleep tight. At first glance, she looked like a saint. Dorothea Puente rented out rooms to the elderly and disabled in Sacramento, California, in the 1980s. Seven bodies were found buried in the garden, and traces of prescription sleeping pills were found in the remains through forensic toxicology analysis. Puente was charged with killing her boarders so that she could take their pension checks and get herself plastic surgery and expensive clothing in order to maintain her image as a doyenne of Sacramento society. She was charged with 9 murders and convicted of 3. In 1998, while serving 2 consecutive life sentences, Puente began corresponding with a writer named Shane Bugbee and sending him recipes, which were subsequently published in a book called Cooking with a Serial Killer. Call me crazy, but I wouldn't touch that food with a 10-foot pole.
Chapter 1. Emma. Everywhere I look, there are signs of a struggle. The mail has been scattered all over the kitchen floor. The stools are overturned. The phone has been knocked off its pedestal, its battery pack hanging loose from an umbilicus of wires. There's one single faint footprint at the